emotions too. I was gambling in Havana. I took a little risk. Sent lawyers, guns, and money. Dad, get me out of this. Ha!
Good morning, Cascadia. Today is Wednesday, August 22nd, 2018, and you're listening to KBOO Portland, Community Sanctuary Solidarity. And surprising legal revelations. Not that it was surprising in timing, not so surprising in anatomy. Nonetheless, let's not gloat because the party's not over. Weather today, Wednesday. Widespread haze. You know, really, we could do this. We could just stay in bed and do it, look out the window and read this. Haze before 11. Then sunny skies, lovely sunny skies. It really is picnic weather, isn't it, people? Or do we now need permits to have picnics in much the same way that we need permits to have parades or a revolution, maybe? Highs around 91 and slight winds. Tonight, mostly clear skies, lows around 60. And for tomorrow, mostly sunny, highs around 77. And tomorrow night, partly cloudy and low around 57. Tweet of the day comes from Michael Avenatti. The developments of today, referring to the jury decision in the case of Paul Manafort, and of course Michael Cohen's marvelous plea. The developments of today will permit us to have the stay lifted in the civil case and should also permit us to proceed with an expedited deposition of Trump under oath about what he knew, when he knew it, and what he did about it. And Avenatti says that they're going to make all this information available to the public. Couple of things to worry about. Trump has already said, and it's been rubber stamped by his clownish attorney, Rudy Giuliani. Now, maybe tomorrow we'll start off the show with a message to you, Rudy. Nonetheless, what this means is a whole lot of information is going to be available, because when a guy like Avenatti says that the stay is lifted in the civil case and should also permit us to proceed with an expedited deposition of Trump under oath, that actually means something. Now, Trump under oath is a big question. Whether or not he's already said that he doesn't believe really that there's such a thing as truth, and his assumption is that whatever he says, whatever he comes up with, that's going to be the truth, and that is what the American people should accept. The rest of the world right now knows this very well and is already having a good laugh on us once again, which is good, which is healthy. You know, laughter, you know, it's good for persons, good for the lungs. Right, so what this means is, they do depose Trump, whether what comes out is true or not, factually, it will be recorded as such, and that's the scary part. That completely legitimizes lying on the stand under oath. That's scary. So that said, in a deposition, whatever Trump says is going to be accepted as the truth, no matter how far from the truth Trump, in fact, strays. He wouldn't know the truth if it slammed him right in the face. Here's the other thing to be aware of, people, and that is that amongst a good solid 35%, perhaps more. And I did look at various polls. I looked at, I went to this 358 site, I did some research here, but it was a little bit difficult to nail down the exact numbers. But somewhere around 35% of the American people are with Trump all the way. His approval rating with his diehard true believers is in the high 90s. That's how bad things are. And should Donald Trump be impeached, indicted, whatever, any actual, missiles get through his shell and do real damage, then we could have a very serious civil situation across America on the ground. If you look at the maps, the red states are is overwhelmingly red, and those people would be furiously angry if their boy should take a hit. So they're not, no matter what anyone says, it's not, the problem is not, oh, these poor people, they just don't know the facts. Well, we're going to give them the facts. Nobody wants the facts. Nobody wants to be educated. Democrats don't want to be educated by anybody. The left believes it knows everything there is to know. It's the smartest thing out there. No one wants to be schooled. And in this case, teaching by setting a good example doesn't work. You get steamrolled. All you have to do is say, well, that's fake news, and that's and then the conversation is over. And that's where, and at that point, it's possible that some form of violence or serious civil unrest begins. There has been, for a long time, as many listeners well know, a serious push to make protests illegal or make forms of resistance illegal in this country. But wow, if that 35%, that solid, rock solid 35% refuse to accept what's right before them, if they refuse to accept court decisions and they want to overthrow, overturn, overdo everything, then America does have a problem on its hands. And what it will do, whether you like it or not, to the markets, we all think, well, that means nothing to us. We don't give a damn about anybody's markets. But watch how fast everything changes if the markets took a real nosedive and didn't recover, if other nations fled, if foreign investment fled. We had a pattern similar to the oligarchs. What if Trump simply decides, well, before I go, I'll privatize everything. Just throw the gates wide open and let the oligarchs in. Because if you don't think America's got oligarchs in waiting, just watch. Just watch what's about to happen. We've got other news, too. It's not all this. But there's never been a time like now to follow the money. Trump really had a bad day yesterday. He, Tuesday afternoon, within moments of his former campaign manager, Paul Manafort, for those of you who are perhaps not following or don't want to hear anything more about it, but here's the background for everything we've just been talking about. Manafort was convicted on 8 felony counts. And a plea deal was announced for his longtime, first of all, Trump's longtime lawyer and fixer, Michael Cohen. For 10 years, Cohen has been doing deals on behalf of Trump that that look a lot better in the shade than they do in under the bright lights of public forum. Cohen, wow, he definitely saw which side his future lies on, pleading guilty to violating banking tax and campaign finance laws. See what I mean about the money? In his guilty plea, he said that Trump directed him to make the $130,000 payoff to Stormy Daniels, right? $130,000, that's nothing. Lunch, that's lunch for these guys. So one can only imagine other sums that were paid to keep other people higher up the food chain, to keep them quiet. And what Avenatti said about now that the gloves are off, and we'll be able to hear a lot more once they depose Trump. Even if he does lie, that tells you something. And meanwhile, on the campaign trail, the Senate confirmation hearings for President Trump's Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh are set to begin early next month. Right, September. What comes after? And October. And then, of course, no, October is full of surprises. We all know that November rolls out the red carpet, and the hogs will be at the trough. The Senate confirmation hearings on this guy beginning next month. And finally, the Democrats will be needing to take notice, because I have to say that and one can't blame them. This has been a hypnotic few weeks in the courts. So right now, as of now, $7.5 million. Conservatives have spent more than $7.5 million on ads. And you want to know where the liberals are? They're at $1.3 million. Now, you never know, in this particular political climate, that might stand in their favor. Nonetheless, you can't tell people that you're only spending $1.3 million on ads. You can only tell people that if you've got $7.5 million in ads to tell them that you're only spending $1.3 million. That's see how money works. Don't if any of these guys, Michael Cohen, oh God, even. Paul Manafort, say they're broke now. Don't believe that. Don't believe it. So, on the campaign trail, Trump is thundering through the coal mines of America, might we even call them the coal mines of America, selling the same message that he sold before. It works so well. After all, if you've got 35% of the American people who are 99% behind you, well, that's got to count for something, doesn't it? Well, doesn't it? Yes. So will we leave them all? Leave them all sitting at the table, eyes darting. Who will be the first to run for the door? And the question now remains, will Cohen really talk to Mueller? And if so, who will rein in Trump if and when that happens? This is B, Air Cascadia, for Wednesday, August 22nd, 2018. Tammy Dean, engineered for us today. Thanks, Tammy. Derek Crooks is our AM News and Public Affairs Director. Thanks, Derek. I'm Chris Andre. Get the facts. Know your rights. Take a stand. Thanks for listening, and stay tuned.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of PDX Short Docs on Sunday, September 2nd at 7 p.m. at the Mission Theater in Portland. PDX Short Docs will show multiple short documentaries by local filmmakers, followed by an audience Q&A. There will be films about the Me Too movement, the Palindrome World Championship, an urban farm, the Oregon coast, and much more. Again, that's PDX Short Docs on Sunday, September 2nd at 7 p.m. at the Mission Theater, 1624 Northwest Gleason Street in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
And to Flashpoints on Pacifica Radio. And, well, the election crime season is back. And joining us for regular updates on what's going on in the world of who's stealing your elections is Greg Palast, best-selling author of The Best Democracy Money Can Buy, and the film as well. Stay tuned.
So many other things. Frederick Douglass is an example of somebody who's done an amazing job and is being recognized more and more, I notice.
30
seconds. Go buy Ivanka's stuff is what I would say. I hate shopping. I'm going to go get some on myself today.
I don't even think it was controversial. You know, I proved them. I haven't even heard. I haven't had one call from anybody saying, oh, that was a terrible thing you did.
Shut up!